Okay, Alyssa. No, maybe it's Susanna.
Oh, are you talking to me, Bob?
Oh, Susanna, won't you cry for me?
Okay, can
Need
you hear me?
Some living water.
Yes.
Banjo on Monday.
Ion, I wanted to ask you about the show Ascension. I watched all three episodes.
Yes. All three whole episodes?
All
three. Did you get the stars? Did you get the stars? The ones that resigned from the United States are?
Not yet. That's my next thing. But I wanted to ask you, is the whole Ascension thing a metaphor for one's limiting reality?
Well, it's not a limiting reality. It's a metaphor, but not for limiting reality. They're living in a world where they think they are this way. They're making every juxtaposable position based on information that they have right here, right now. Well, this is what happened. We took off. We're in a spaceship. We are in a spaceship, and we took off to save the Earth. And we are the last genetically cloned that's choosing. Then the star baby has to be born, and this thing has to be built, and all this stuff. They believe that. They know that. That's what they know. Anything different than that, they're going to argue for those limitations, which are limiting. But you don't know. They don't have a damn clue, just like you all don't have a damn clue what in the hell is going on. Not a bit. Not the first lick. And you run around here running things, thinking you're making all these great, wonderful choices and decisions, and this is the way we're going to proceed, and this is how they're going. You don't know that you're living in a cardboard box. Cardboard box.
What was Susanna's topic? She asked if Ascension.
Ascension. Uh-oh. Bob had a little doo-doo.
Come on, Susanna. What the hell? Damn fucking idiots. They drop off and fuck up.
The Ascension show. The show Ascension, Bob.
Okay, there she is.
The Ascension.
Okay,
the Ascension
Susanna.
Show,
yeah.
Bob.
Pay attention, Susanna. Stop dropping off. What was the metaphor? Ascension? You asked if Ascension was a metaphor or penis. What was it?
Hello?
Unmute, Susanna.
Oh,
yes. Way to go. Susanna.
Yes.
What was the metaphor? Give me the theme.
Ascension,
you asked.
The show.
Okay, got it. Okay. Is Ascension a metaphor?
Material.
Now, you missed a good chunk of stuff.
I did.
You got knocked out.
Yes.
I guess you can hear the recording.
I will.
Stand Bob in 3.5 to 7 years, and he'll tell you.
Yes, I'm not reviewing it until then. I will not be back.
Well, what and the molecule, Ion. Okay, but first of all, I heard you say about the star baby. They didn't know about the star baby. They don't know about the star baby.
Right. Neither do you.
So is that a metaphor for becoming?
No, it is not a metaphor.
Is it a representation?
No, it's not a representation.
Is there ionic meaning in the star baby?
Yes,
That's the little girl, right? That's the little girl.
Yes, that's the little girl. She almost kind of looks like the Zika baby, don't she?
The Zika baby, no. It's interesting that she can see outside the spaceship to know what's on the other side.
Everybody should be able to. Y'all do reality based on what you think is real. And how limiting that is.
Well, that's what I meant for the whole thing. Is a metaphor for...
You have to see that, Bob.
Life.
Now, Bob gets lost in that damn chart crap. That makes us sad. We cry about that a lot. But it's okay, because he uses it back and forth,
well,
in and out, over, under. So, from that side, it's limiting. But, you know, he has its vicissitudes. But he never gets stuck too long there. He does for a little bit. Like now he's been in the LaRouche Quadrant. We didn't think we were going to live through it, let alone him living through it. But somehow he's holding on, however.
Yeah, the books.
Deciduously, yes.
I heard one time Ion, you said to change perspectives, and that's one way to see beyond the labyrinth.
Well, yeah.
So... this is an example of how if there was just a bit of change in perspective, it's a whole different thing.
Now you're making decisions based on good information and says, oh, I had no idea this was going to happen. Oh, I had no idea. Oh, well, that's a totally different conversation. And there's the rub. See, you had all this. If you could see what we see, you'd be making different choices.
Right. So is the best approach to broaden perspective is to just be open to more possibilities and not to not.
Well, if you get tired of that, go and blow your brains out. Shoot yourself in the head. That's good. It'll take care of them headaches. You won't have no more headaches. It's a fabulous basal dilator. It'll open you right up. Ain't no trouble. It's all good. You can take a trip on the wild side and see what it feels like because you're still eternal, regardless of whether you blow your brains out or not. So now it's like, oh, okay. It's not that easy then. Oh, okay. See, it's a lot more challenging to stay a little man than it is to ascend. It's a lot more difficult to do what you all are doing. That's why we play and play and play and play and play and play all day trying to convince you that you're making this way too serious. Get off this crap and get on with this living and be all right. It's going to be fine and chill out and relax. Relax.
About the castles and all this discussion with the castles, is that relevant to our becoming?
It's another line in the sand that can allow you a vicissitude to gauge parameters that would include outcomes that you're putting back together. So in a glib, cliched, archetypal way, yes, it is significant because it lays a lot of the platform work that humans sometimes use to validate things. So it's just a moniker that you've embraced, but it's all right. It's okay.
Okay. Now, you mentioned...
We didn't say you had to go buy one or nothing. You don't have to go buy them or anything, so it's fine.
Now, you mentioned that there is white stone in the Sistine Chapel.
I'll get that.
And that there's...
Yeah. I'll get that.
It's a Skype, baby.
Uh-oh.
Zika's like Skype.
I did the Skype. Look, I did it.
Uh-oh.
It should stop it. That's odd.
What's happening?
It stop it.
Ooh.
How can we
Bob
stop that?
Like he's in a bucket, doesn't he?
How did you start it?
No, it's just when you do Skype and take the mic off so you can hear something I broadcast. But now you stop it. It should make silence, and it's not making silence. So
he's,
Bill,
in the bucket. He's in the bucket.
Can he hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
We can hear everything. Yes. It's an echo. It's not an echo. It's quieter, and there's no more roar. So that's nice.
Sounds like snow on TV.
Right. And you do know that snow does not sound like anything. You understand that, right? You can see snow. It doesn't sound so. Print slowly. If you can't hear well, print slowly.
What could be causing that?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's right. It could be someone else.
It's Napster.
Hello?
Okay. No, everybody's...
Rah, rah, rah. We hear... Blue. TikTok.
I mean, you
aren't.
It stopped.
We know.
Okay.
How do you like that?
Who stopped it? You? Yeah, I was going to claim it.
The boys on board the ship Ascension did it. They did it. They're on the outer hold. You got to be very quiet because they can hear you at level 141.
Suzanne, get in some meat here.
That's what they said about the rabbi named Pete. He was a moil. You couldn't beat his meat.
So you said the Sistine Chapel had white stones in it. And you
three.
Say the castles also have white stones.
Wait. What had three? The Sistine Chapel had two white stones. Two. The Sistine Chapel had two white stones, according to my notes yesterday. Now it's three. It was two, and two were removed. Maybe that's what the sentence was. Two were removed?
And yes.
And two were
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
So now there's only one in the Sistine Chapel?
No, there's three.
So there were five.
Okay.
And then you said there was also white stone in the castles that Roxy's talking about, the 12 castles. And then you mentioned how in Washington, D.C., they wanted to put white stone in there, but they didn't do it. So is the white stone a way for people to connect, like Thomas Jefferson and Galileo and Da Vinci, with each other across time and across space? Are they still doing it now?
Well, they're not doing the time stuff. That sounds kind of stupid, but yeah, all that other stuff's right.
It's the Louisiana Purchase. Is there white stone somewhere in that territory?
It's white mud. Yes, there is.
And it's the same kind of white that is in the stone?
Yes, it is.
Was that in the Gulf, along the Gulf of Mexico?
No. It's found readily almost everywhere.
Throughout that whole area?
The Louisiana Purchase, yes.
So that Louisiana Purchase was like a third of the country or more.
Absolutely. How very socio-perceptive of you.
It's flyover country, as they say in the cities on the coast. It's flyover country. It's a big chunk in the middle.
That's so funny.
That one,
you can always count. You can always count on Bob. You can always count on all that. That's good, Bob.
I reduce it to the lingua franca. Nobody knows that phrase. Kevin doesn't even know what lingua franca is.
The reticular repose.
The reticular repose. The tibula.
What does that mean,
the
Bob?
The tibula.
Flyover country.
You know how the sophisticates and stuck-up, arrogant assholes, the yuppies in New York City,
Bob,
in L.A. and San Francisco and Florida.
Bob. Basically,
Miami.
Bob. Yeah. Basically,
they do not
Bob.
Like the middle America. And so they consider when you fly over.
Oh,
when you
fly
they're just
over.
Something you,
okay.
You just
yeah.
fly. You never land in Kansas. You don't go to the Midwest.
So it's not worth landing the plane on.
Yeah, not worth landing. But it's to note, you said the Gulf. The Louisiana Purchase is in the middle America. It's like the Montana, Idaho. There's this big chunk in the middle of the prairies area.
Idaho, no, it was just that commentator.
Yeah, commentator.
Did you just hear Ion said that the white stone is in the mud all throughout the territory?
Yes, I heard him say that. But then you said the Gulf.
No, I said, I asked if it was along, he said it was in the mud, and I said, is it along the Gulf of Mexico, the mud? And he said, no.
And I'm thinking, you're saying the Gulf of Mexico, I'm thinking you're saying that because you think it's Louisiana, that it's a purchase of Louisiana.
And
I'm just pointing out,
I thought the Gulf of Mexico because
I
said mud.
Do it again. Man of the
You're interrupting.
Oh, sorry. We weren't interrupting. Y'all ain't doing nothing. We were just singing to make some things. Can't produce this. You certainly can't play this bullshit. That's on
Let me just find out what the bullshit
running
is.
Running around here and coming over here trying to find out something.
Quick, I got to mute it just for a second. Why did you bring up the Gulf?
Because Ion said the white stone was in the mud. And I thought, well, the mud would be along the Gulf Coast.
No, mud's everywhere. Okay, back to Ion.
And anyway, that's how you go. Because it comes in the same way. And
you
go in with all this stuff, trying to find out what it is. And we said it's everywhere. And it's like everywhere. Then you say it's the mud in the white stone. Yes, white mud is in the white stone. And white stone's in the white mud. Yes, it kind of comes in. We've been told you, and then we told you, now you're doing this. And then you go, and what does this have to do with Marshall McLuhan? And then we go,
there we are.
There he is. At least we got out of the Thompson Quadrant for a minute. That's always good.
We're never getting out of the LaRouche Quadrant. The case of Walter Lippmann.
Oh, no. The mysterious Mr. Lippmann. And the jacking off of Peter Beter.
That's my imitation of Io's laugh. Okay, let's regain our composure, Susanna. Let's get a serious talk.
Oh, there's a regalia. We love regalia. They're our favorite.
Hey, look, Akito's here.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's just check to see what Akito has to say. Akito, would you like to talk to Ion?
He can tell us about the earthquakes that happened in Japan. They were massive.
Yeah, go ahead, Akito.
Hi, Bob.
Address your questions and comments to Ion, Akito.
I want to know how to make a perfect peach chutney.
Very easily, you take ripe peaches, clear-seeded peaches, okay? And you take a pick basket, and you take green tomatoes.
Green tomatoes, that's interesting. Now, do you need
And this will be for pork. Well, it depends. Do you want it like an Indian chutney, or do you want it in like a one for meat or a sweet one?
The one I was thinking about was
spicy.
For the for the Indian curry or maybe even Thai.
Wouldn't do peaches with Thai.
Then for Indian curry.
Okay, are you ready? Now we're gonna make this smoking hot. You heard me?
Okay. Pop and tang.
Okay, 4 pounds of peaches.
That's a lot.
If it's any good, you're gonna need a lot of it, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. 4 pounds of sliced peeled peaches, a cup of raisins, 2 cloves of garlic mint, a half a cup of chopped onions. We like Vidalia onions, but a nice sweet onion is good.
Are those white onions or the
They're yellow. They're Vidalia. They're from Georgia.
Peaches are from Georgia, too.
They can be, yeah. All right, a half a cup and a little bit more of chopped onions, 5 ounces of chopped preserved ginger, 2 tablespoons of chili powder, a pretty decent one, don't get a cheap one, 1 tablespoon of mustard seed, 1.5 teaspoons of good curry powder, 4 cups of packed brown sugar, 4 cups of apple cider vinegar, 1/4 a cup of pickling spice.
So what's a pickling spice?
Pickling spice to make pickles with. It's sold under the pseudonym of pickling spice, like turmeric or mace or cinnamon. It's called pickling spice.
Can I get that at the Winn-Dixie's?
You may, if you want to. Do you know where those stores are? Do they have Winn-Dixie's in Japan?
No, but when I go down to Florida, probably later this year, I could go find one in Big Pine or maybe go to Publix in Fort Myers.
Yeah. Whole Foods is good, too.
There's one in Manhattan.
Yes, that's right. Are you ready? In a large, heavy pot, stir together peaches, raisin, garlic, onion, preserved ginger, chili powder, curry seed, curry powder, brown sugar, wine sugar, wrapped in a pickling spice in a cheesecloth bag and placed in a hot in the pot. Bring to a boil. Cook over medium heat, uncover until the mixture reaches your desired consistency. Take about 1.5 hours to get a good thick sauce. Stir it from the bottom. Stir it frequently or it will scorch and burn on the bottom, and then you have to throw it away and start all over again. Remove the spice bag and the ladle in the hot, sterilized jars. Wipe the rims with a clean, moist cloth. Seal the lids and the rings and process in barely simmering water bath, a bain-marie, a cold packer, for 10 minutes, the time required by your local extension for your area. The water should cover the jars completely.
That's pretty funny, eh?
Thank you very much for the rant.
We feel so used. We feel used.
Yeah, another Canadian make-work project for Aikido.
Now, when you open the jar, add 4 drops of ghost pepper into your jar, and it is amazing.
Never heard of it.
Well, Google it. You got a Googler, don't you?
Yeah.
Do it.
Okay, they're from Tibet.
Right around the neighborhood.
It is the hottest pepper.
The naga tear you up. Red naga get you right. It's good. It's good stuff, but it's hot.
Hey, Madeline, do you want to say hi to Aikido? Have you ever talked to Aikido, Madeline? Or Roseanne? Roseanne, did you ever talk to Aikido? Or Douglas Snow? Probably Aikido's sort of a legend. We've got
I don't think I've ever spoken with Aikido, no. Hi, Aikido.
Is this Madeline?
Yes.
Hi.
It is.
Hello.
Hi, Madeline.
Okay. Good, Bob?
Yeah, that's good. Very good, Madeline.
He lived through Fukushima, and the radiation actually made him a better person.
That is true.
How's your dad? Is he better?
It's interesting that you're asking me about him, because I do have questions regarding my father. Yeah, he's well, and thanks to the Bob Project, he's acting much cooler.
Well, tell him if he don't like it, he can go and kill himself.
I thought that.
with honor. Yeah. Hey, tell him it's better to go on King's death than to die in dishonor. So he like that. He's like, he likes it that way. So that'd be good. It's like, here's the deal. So there you go. Go on King's death. Papa Simon got to go. Papa Simon got to go.
Oh, damn. I got a good question. I'll have to wait till Sunday, I guess. I mean, tomorrow morning. Okay, so.
Yesterday is tomorrow's next week.
Listen to this, Ion. Can you stay for this another minute? Are you there, Ion?
Yes, we are there. We are there. We don't know about here, but we're
Ion.
There.
Aikido triggered Fukushima. Sheila Kern triggered the airplane strike in April 2010. I think Sue Bone had something to do with the Air Canada fiasco.
That awful green and that green crap, the green drink. She does
green algae.
Too. Yeah,
Sue Bone. What was that called, Carol? Celtec. And then, let's see, Carolyn saving Big Pharma. I was wondering if the whole invasion of Berlin by the Muslims and whoever else is doing
it. No, that was the Beatles.
Beatles. No. Fuck that shit. Come on, now, today.
That was the invasion.
Was the whole... Yeah, let's not change the word. Was the whole disruption of influx of refugees in Berlin caused by Roxana?
She's why they had to tear down the wall.
But she wasn't even there then. But she still caused the influence because she was coming. Right? 1989? Tear down the wall.
Okay.
All right. Is Madeline holding back the earthquake in San Francisco? Is it Madeline keeping it together? Or is Madeline going to cause the earthquake?
I ain't having it.
Everything up to Oakland will be all right.
You got moved back to Oakland. Oh, no, that includes... Oh,
no,
that's why you moved out of Oakland.
That's why I left.
Yeah, because everything up there is going. And is Madeline determining the parameters or perimeter of the earthquake, Ion?
Let's see.
We'll see. Okay. And Roseanne, is she doing everything there over there in Charlotte, North Carolina, or in...
Well, first of all, you're going to have to learn how to talk right. It's Charlotte, North Carolina. Carolina. It's not nine syllables. It's Carolina. Carolina, three.
All right. What's Ginny doing? What's Ginny causing?
The Virgin Islands boom.
Virgin Islands boom?
Bloom.
Economic boom? The bloom of the Virgin Islands.
Do you want to spell it for you? B.
Yes.
L. O. O. M.
What about Brian? What was he a catalyst for?
I-65.
I-65. What? Car accidents on there, you mean?
Road.
Road death? Roadkill?
Bode.
Bode. Did you get that word, Carol? Bode.
R-O-A-D. And then D.
Okay. All right. I'll open it up to anybody who wants to ask Ion a question. I've got most lines open.
Ooh, he's got everything open.
Ion.
All has a super highway. Yeah, all lanes are open. Yeah.
Go ahead, Madeline.
Yeah, I put some insulation on my roof today. Is that going to help, Ion, or what do you recommend I do with materials that I have on hand? My place is too hot, and my cat can't take it.
Air conditioner.
All right, then.
Move to China.
Ahead,
it's really cold there.
I don't really like the food.
Madeline, what was your question? If I write down the topics, you asked about what?
I don't recommend you write it down, Bob.
Yeah, what was it?
It was personal and boring.
Oh, yeah, personal repairs. Roof, Carol?
Okay.
Yeah.
Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Move. Hey, Aikido.
Yep.
Tell her to move to Harbin.
In China? That's a super cold place.
Yeah, go there. Your little pussy won't get hot there.
The place is like an icebox.
That doesn't sound like the fastest path to my joy, though. my cat might.
You just said that. Said, you said your pussy was burning up. You said your pussy was on fire. You said every time you tried to pet your pussy, it was like burning. You said it was too hot. You was going to put something on your pussy. You got to keep it cool. And we said that won't work. Move to Harbin in China, and your pussy will no longer be in heat.
Hey, Tyon.
That's your free part. Bob ain't going to charge you nothing for that one. Keto, did you get those three rants? We did three rants. Did you do it? Did you get them?
I will. Yeah, I'll get them.
No, we wanted you to play them now. This is a test to see if you're really on the job or not.
It has to be uploaded to the server.
Oh, Lord, yeah, fucked up some commas. Yeah, we know all about it. And then the next thing you know, you're going to make it a mobile file, and you're going to ship it somewhere, and you're not going to be able to edit it and take out the good parts and the bad parts. Then you're going to have to push the button, and then you're going to send it to yourself, and then you're going to try to upload it to YouTube, and then you're not going to let you do that, and then you're not going to find it again, and then you're going to lose it, and then you're going to have to hang up. I told you, don't make me tell you. It makes me very angry when I have to get up and have to turn this off. You have to disconnect. You have to disconnect, disconnect, disconnect. Every time, disconnect. You must disconnect. You got to disconnect because it's your fault that it all goes together. It bleeds together. And it's just terrible. We don't like it at all. You got to pull this thing back in, get it back right because we're tired of you and put up your bullshit no more because you got to get right and you disconnect because then when we send it to mobile file and the mobile file becomes the MP3 file, and the MP3 file, we can adjust it. We can adjust it. So if we mail it to ourselves and hide it in a peep box, bring it up, bring it back, bring it over, ring, ring, bang, 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 all the way through, then you can have your goddamn file in your goddamn lucky box for your goddamn place that you can see. And that's what we're talking about, so you can see what you goddamn talking about to find out what it is that you're talking about. And then you're going to get yourself into the mess, and then next thing you know, your pussy will get afar. So that's all we're saying.
I don't have a pussy.
Okay, though, that's got nothing to do with you. That's Ion and Bob, their fight that they had earlier today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was really sad. It was terrible. And it hurt. It hurt a little bit.
He's quoting. Who's he quoting as somebody?
I love to talk about
Talk about orifice. Oh, the orifices? Bob's got four of those holy orifices. They're spacious. He likes it when you come in his orifices, too. He gets up to the LaRouche Squadron, and he says, ooh, come into my orifice. Then he comes in, don't forget the Coker Quadrant. We like the Coker Quadrant, too. You got some of the Coker going on. Then you got the Quadrant, and you got the William Irwin Thompson. Isn't that nice? With a side beer back of Wyndham Lewis. Don't forget him. Why didn't he make the cut, Bob? Wyndham Lewis.
He made the cut.
No, but why?
He started Mediacology. He's the founder of Mediacology.
That's the silliest thing ever. When Bob gets fired from this job, then he's been fired from his last job, too. When he gets fired from this job, we're going to see if we can get him to be a stand-up comedian. It'll be great. He's so funny. He's funny, 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 funny. We're going to send him to the Apollo when he gets fired.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be great. That's good. It's still there?
Yeah.
The Apollo's still there in Harlem?
Of course, right. They love it. Yeah, it was on the Clinton News Network. It's still there.
Okay, let's. Who wants to ask a question?
Question.
First?
We want to ask questions. We want to ask. We want to ask some questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Not our turn, and we don't want you yelling at that again. It hurts.
Okay, nobody's got a question?
Good. Let's go to the beach.
Hi, Bob.
Okay,
Sean.
Go ahead, Sean.
Some stuff you said tonight about the blood sacrifice, that the Jesus thing wasn't a blood sacrifice, Ion. And I've been watching the originals and all the other things. Everything always requires sacrifice.
They are about the blood in them originals, ain't they?
Yes.
See, and that's what we're trying to get you to come to a place to recognize from the original line of that's where things come from. And then you're going to get some hybrids. That's what you're making now is hybrids. Hybrids. That's the only thing to call them is hybrids. You are becoming hybrids, yeah, with superpowers. You're going to be Superfly. Superfly. Superfly.
Oh, yummy. But then again, that's because it's just TV again, but they say the originals can't be killed, but then it ends up they can be killed with this fake thing.
Well, that's just that. That's the white oak. Well, everybody knows white oak will kill you. Golly Pete, you don't have to be smart to know that. White oak will kill your ass. Yeah, don't mess with white oak. Yeah. But everybody knows that.
No.
And it hasn't killed them. It hasn't killed them yet. It just threatened to. But you know, Aunt Esther is hot. You know, which body do you have Esther in right now and where you watch him?
She's in the black lady.
That's not nice to say that. You're not being nice. That's terrible.
Well, that's how she looks. No offense.
Oh, as long as there's no offense.
I
you can't say colored.
Today.
Color's not good either. I don't know. We don't know. It's just interesting to us, too. Now, what about the two other sons? Miklos's better brother. Did you like him?
Elijah.
Can he get it?
Get what?
You.
Can Elijah get me?
Yeah. Do you find him sexually appealing?
No.
You don't?
No.
You prefer Miklos?
No.
Well, good Lord. Which one do you... You're not talking about the big black buck then, are you?
If I just say between the two, Elijah, yeah. Definitely.
He's more refined. But he's got a bloodlust, though. He's got a mean bloodlust, though. He tears it up. Well, hey, maybe you get off on the werewolves. How about some of that? Get some of the werewolves, get some vamping going on and be a hybrid. Get you a hybrid. That might be fun. What do you think?
I don't know about the whole hybrid thing.
No, we just want to know which one was appealing. We want to know which one was appealing so we know how to talk to you. That's how we talk to you is how you answer. How you answer is what you know. What you know is what you're supposed to. What you're supposed to is what you get. What you got is what you get that you got that you got. That's what you want to know that you knew that you know. Because if you know that you knew what you know, then you know what you want to want. And if we want to want, then you know what we want you to want me. Then you come back and we know what to deal with, right? Millie Vanilli. That was Millie Vanilli, Bob's favorite stepchild.
Thanks, okay,
Millie Vanilli. Millie Vanilli.
Yeah,
don't forget Ice Baby.
Vanilla.
For a bloodlust,
okay.
Yes.
Millie Vanilli?
Millie's Vanilli, yeah.
Now check the spelling.
Why are they relevant?
Because of Bob.
They were first virtual group. They were the first sort of virtual fake group. No, let's
see
what was before.
They
did something extra.
No,
everybody did.
Carolyn is telling you that they got disbanded because they weren't really singing. They were lip syncing. They weren't really singing, Bob. That's why she's telling you something. You know what happens when you don't listen to Carolyn. Bad things call on your house.
Yep, they all committed suicide anyways.
Bang, bang, bang went the trolley. Ring, ring,
okay,
ring went the bell.
Okay, here's Maria. Maria went to meet you at brunch the other day, Ian, and I don't know if you showed up. She thought you'd show up in person. Correct, Maria?
We did.
Oh,
we waited at 3.5.
Hi,
we waited 3.5 damn hours, sitting right. You know where you were sitting? The two tables over. You saw the person sitting right there. It was right there looking at you.
Yeah, I have no idea how to do that. I have no clue.
Well, we were there. We were waiting.
And I don't...
We ate the best eggs Benedict that has ever been eaten.
Oh,
I didn't know how to do it. Oh, you didn't have to do it. We did it. We met you. It's okay. But now you'll never find hollandaises. They're hollandaises.
I didn't see anything and I heard nothing, so I was always wondering what's going on.
They were waiting on you to come sit with us.
Well, it would be nice. But anyhow, Ian, I would like to ask you... My daughter had like an accident, so a white deer bumped in her car today.
Was there some kind of angel or something, or someone that protected her? Because she was really lucky?
No, so she wasn't lucky. Blow her brains out. It's okay. But no, we said, no, we're going to wait. It's okay.
Was there no angel or someone that protected her?
We did.
You did?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Bob, is there an echo, Bob? Yes, it was us. We did it. Bob did it. Bob didn't know he did it, but Bob did it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I was
you're
really
very welcome.
Nothing. In whatever world I am, you'd say always someone is in this world or what for number, so in what for word, or I have no idea how is that going, in what for number of word I am now?
This world.
This world, but there is no number, right?
Right, this would be what you call one.
So, and my daughter and my family and everything, it's in the same world. I really don't understand how is it going with the parallel world, but it's not so. Some days I will find
out. It's bumping. It's bumping. You're bumping into things. No, it's not a problem. You're just bumping into things.
And I would like to ask you, how can my son get rid of Jin name, oh my God, that's a hard word for me to say. Gynecomastia. It's an enlarged breast in man.
Gynecomastia.
Gynecomastia.
Yeah. We won't do that because what we would say do is not appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it.
No, it's nothing wrong for me. He said it's not looking nice, so everyone can see it if he's wearing a shirt. So he said it's not nice looking.
Okay, which way do you want us to do it?
I have no idea, Ian. That's why I'm asking you. Because he said something, he would like to get the surgery, so I don't like that. He's crazy, you know. He's always overthinking, but I can, maybe you can stop him to do that, the overthinking.
Well, what it is it's a, what's happened is there's a bit of a hormone imbalance.
Yes.
All right, and you can have it all cut up and cut off and all that kind of stuff, but why don't we just build pecs over it? The muscle pecs.
Oh,
pectorial,
I don't understand it now.
Pectorial muscles. Take the breast part out, okay, and build muscle. And then that fat, the swelled part, will become hard, and then he'll have big He-Man breasts, like a chest, not titties.
Mm. So you mean he should go to the gym and get built up the breast muscle? Is that what you mean?
No. You don't do it. You don't lose it. Mm-hmm. There's a, let's see. We got this. Let's see. We got it. We got this. Just make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. What we're going to do, to make it simple for you, we're going to put it on the lucky box.
Okay. Great. I like
it. Hold on. In the lucky box, that's easy. That's how you do it.
Is there a chance that he will be accepted in the Canadian Air Force as a pilot?
You want him to?
No.
Okay, then no, he won't.
What do you think? Would it be good for him, or is it only my decision?
Only you.
Only me. Why is that? I won't not take someone's decision, you know? Everyone can decide by itself, right?
No, they cannot. You think Bob actually chose what happened to him? You think he actually chose that messed up mess, mess, mess? You think he actually chose to live in Canada? Oh, don't you know? It's terrible. It's a horrible place. Then in Canada City Island, terrible.
You mean what for island is terrible? Canada.
Yeah, and City Island is terrible.
City Island, New York.
I understand.
And now he's slumming in Maui. That's a bitch. Where'd he have to live in Maui? It's terrible. Terrible.
So it would be better for him not to go to the Air Force as a pilot?
He can go, but he won't make it.
Okay, so that's great. And do you know why I choose Canada?
You wanted to be in a place where there's a lot of little people and they do hand signals for the blind. And they cater to the world's largest midget. And they don't know who they are. And they can go anywhere in the world because nobody cares about Canada. And they have no problems because nobody acknowledges them that they're even alive. Sort of.
Okay, thank you so much.
We're going to talk to President Trump. And what we think about doing, we think about buying it. Everything from Calgary over. We're thinking about buying it and annexing it into Ithaca, New York.
So I am staying here in Canada or I will move?
What you want to do?
Oh, I don't,
if you want
no,
to stay
I don't
there,
know
you can
right
stay there.
Now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me know.
Okay.
Let me know. We'll make it so. It's fine. It's no problem. But you have good business, so it's no problem. You have good business, so stay
okay.
with good business. Well, you work
Thank
hard,
you.
It's good business, do good business. We put the workout exercise for him to do to get rid of the man boobs.
Very good. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Bob. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to go. We'll talk about it. Let's talk about you. Did you get the deposit?
No.
They were supposed to send you the big deposit. Did you get it?
No. And I'm still waiting for my Audi, but maybe I have not seen to these things. I have to let it go.
No, I know, but that's why that's your hot button, you know, get money, 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 get the money.
Yes,
get the money.
Well,
we just want to make sure you do. Mm-hmm. We'll help you too. But you're right, if you can let it go, it'll just come to you. Just make more reservations. If you have reservations, it never goes well, right? You have reservations.
I have lots of reservations, yes. But maybe because I'm not really care of this.
Well, you're okay. You're okay. Just, you know, eat gefilte fish. It'll help.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ian.
Welcome forever. That was nice,
Bye.
Bob. We like that. You don't have to go. You can hang around. Bob, that was nice. It was good. Wash him damn
hands,
Bob.
Yeah, where
you going, Maria?
Wash him damn hands.
You told me for 2 weeks I get a letter from, it's addressed to my grandma, so until now I didn't receive anything.
Well, they've sent it back twice.
No, there is nothing in my mail.
Well,
I looked everywhere, I don't see anything.
Well, just keep looking.
Okay, I keep looking and I know nothing with the spoons to move the spoons. So,
don't
but I like
Ion.
The little.
Don't doubt Ion. Don't doubt Ion.
Isn't that a product, Bob?
You
that Ion doubt?
Yes.
Ion doubt.
It sounds like you don't believe Ion when he says the mail went to you twice.
No, I didn't believe that.
That was right. See, that's what I meant.
I
suggest you don't. Don't get into that mood. I'm a good example.
I have time. I can wait.
Yeah.
Maria, I'm a good example of someone who didn't believe Ion. Look what happened to me.
Yes,
but it's nice. It's nice. I like your site in the Facebook. You are really doing great, and I appreciate all this work. I
Thank
listen
you.
To everything and I read everything, so it's really perfect.
Excellent. Well, I know you haven't started Finnegan's Wake yet, and that's waiting on the horizon, a big black hole known as Finnegan's
Wake. You want
Wake.
To read it to you?
Yeah, I do a few lines of it to her.
few lines. No, we're not going to do a few lines. Finnegan's Way.
Two pages. Say, recite some of it.
How about Earwicker?
Okay. Yeah, do Earwicker.
You like Earwicker?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, I have no idea. Maybe I don't know what you're picking.
It's a book called Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce, who did Ulysses and Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, famous book. Many very famous books. But anyways, I go ahead and demonstrate Finnegan's Wake, the Earwicker description.
Ooh, but you got to begin.
I got to begin. Jesus. I got to begin.
Well, what you going to do with Ezra Pound?
Nothing. Don't worry about him. Keep him out of it. He didn't like the Wake. So let me see. I have to go over to...
Well, it was the same time.
Geez, a lot of work. I got to go over to the James Joyce Quadrant. And
oh,
look
James
for a link.
Joyce. That's ridiculous.
There's no James Joyce link. Damn. No James Joyce link. How did I miss that?
Think.
Oh, it's FW. That's the link. FW is the file folder. Okay, so then looking for the concordance. Maybe this is it. And what is it we're looking for? Earwicker. Yeah, that's too complicated. I'm giving up pretty quickly, Ion.
Why?
But I have enough to read on your side. And to listen, there are really lots of things.
Yeah, there's a lot. And it's more Ed's side.
Hark.
Ed does.
Hark. Toll 2L, Kinker,
yeah,
10.
Not...
It can't be Sax, Hork. Pin War, Pimp, Folly, Tray. It must be 12. And Lowell stole o'er the stilliness, the heart breaks asleep. Well, Fogbo spans the arch in battle, marked as capsules. The nose of the man who was not like the nasals. Is self-tainted, winkling, numbing, he kept the post gone moan. He, death gone. To Badanti and Tegamine, sub-faggies whose fixtures are nobbling the wobbling beeper. Now Rembrandt's sheaves exhibit next the Emmy Shire, she be praying the low depth. See be green egg brooms, her name blah to man, is yon who stares, goo goother. Garla has the Beco and Wild Hennigan, ho the hath Hombra, and Havas Lop Haven in Fingru. The most beautiful of women of Belch, Vich, and Vild. She would give to my voilt of my palace with obsidian lupus. Her thou is a dove suckling Agmatra. Come not near, black switch out. Methought as I was dropping asleep, some pardon non man and please, and when you were with me and we, I heard at 0 hour as a 12 appeal, a vixen's laughter among midnight chimes, and out of the belfry of the shoot old speckled church, tolling so faint a good made true, as neighborhood unseen violet rendered all animated great British and Irish objects, no the red of those human watchers. Save 12 perchance, numb, glittery gleam of darkling adorned surface of fluvial flow and flow, and again might seem garments of laundry reposing in the leastward clothes at the hand of the full expectation. As I was jogging along in a dream, and dozing I was dawdling. Array, methought, retold, and heard the creepers and the gouders and the fiddlers of the earth breath and the dancing tongues of the wood fires and the hammers and the grounds of the voice of friend echoing, Sean, Sean, post to post with the high voice of oh, the higher on high, the deeper and low, I heard him so and low, me seeing was somewhat came of a noise and some who might move, all murk. Now twas the clump, now perhaps me look and look, and twas the flasher. Now more in and the glow, unused twas a similitude. Bless me, twas his belted lamp, whose dream was what the shadow. Sure his light sees these and Lido, blessed moments, oh romance. Ye growing to stay, ay, he who so swayed, a will of the wisp before me, hand-prop side of the prose and dressed like an earl in the correct wear, in a classy Mac Freeze coat, the far superior rug and dance, indigo brown, tracked and tramped in the feverish Irish collar, free swinging with the me swim lancers from his shoulder and thick welted barogues on the hammer to suit the Scots most public and primate. Iron heels and separable soles was his jacket of providence, well provided woolies with the strolling list in the lap to his the great sealing wax buttons. A good helping nigger, bigger, and the socks for them. And the 22 carats cast the shopping skies of the red. His invulnerable burlap whisko in his popular choker. Tangerman set and forth in his loud boheme toy with his Dashmaster overshirt he sported inside. A star-spangled zephyr with a decidedly suffocated cricky doodle font with his motto to the deer embroidered over in the peas, rice and yeggy yolks. And the Royal M for Mayo, RMD, had crashed from nail with grandma and successfully carried the gigging turnips, and now ever, but a perfect crease, absolutely kernish, breaking over the ankles and hugging to the short heel, everything the best. None other, than the turtle's blessings and God and Mary and Higgins Patrick and Higgins Briggin and the stumbling all over him. Other than may his 100,000 welcome suit letters relayed, waned, post-chased, multiplied, our faith and pluticity, Sean himself. What a picture primitive. Is that enough, Barbara? You want some more?
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah,
let's
I have to listen it again.
Okay. Hark. Mm-hmm. 12 to thou cater 10, it can't be, sack, hork, pre-dead primp, 40 tray, it must be 12, and low stole over the stilliness, the heartbreaks of sleep. White fog bowl fans, the ark in battle, Mark, you did want to do it again, right, Bob?
No,
Mark,
I can re-listen it in the, by the recording.
Oh, in 3.5 years. Oh, okay. That's nice. But if you want us to read it again, we don't mind. We love this. This is just anything that's out of the McLuhan quadrant.
Are you saying, Ian, you'd like to reread what you've just read to us?
She asked us to read when we listened to it, so we were going to read it again.
Yes. Okay, read it again. And if I can call out the pages. No, I can call out the pages. Do it again.
No, this is so much
fun. You start off with, I don't know what you start off with, but
do it again,
Ian.
The three.
Whatever it is you're talking about.
No, we read it, and then she said she'd have to listen to it again, so we started reading the whole thing again. And she's like, no, I can't.
When did you do that?
And we said, okay. Just when we started back over a minute ago, Bob.
Read it again, Ian, because I can call out the page.
Yeah, really,
I know
okay.
How to find them.
Hark. Tove to yes. Elf Cater 10. It can't be sex. Orc. Bedwar. Pimp. 4 feet tray. It must be 12. And you want to spell it for you, Bob? H.
No.
A. Okay. R.
I'm still just trying to find you. It's not working.
And low, stole, or the stillness, the heartbeat to sleep. White fog both stands, the arch and battle, Marcus capsules, the nose of the man who was not in the nasals, and his self-tinted wrinkled reveling.
403. Page 403. Okay, I got you. Page 403 you're doing.
We did
okay, carry on now that you're doing that.
We did it already.
Then people, when they
the
hear.
Third chapter.
Yeah, do it. Do it again so then people can look it up now.
Back in 3.5 years.
No. They just
They I heard him so, and lo, me seeing somewhat came the noise of some who might have moved a murk. Now 'twas the clump, now mayhap, when looked the light, now 'twas the flasher, now morning left. Oh, ah, the unbitness. 'Twas very similar to, bless me, 'twas his belted lamp. Whom we dreamt was the shadow, sure, he is likely the lad of blessed moments. Oh, romance, he's growing to stay. He who swayed the will of the wind before him, hand propped to hand. You know he's talking about her mama's letters. You got that, didn't you, Bob?
Yes.
Yep. None from others. Ah, then, may the turtle's blessing of God and Mary, Haggins, Patrick, and Higgins, Brigand, the scoop stumbling all over him, other than, and may his 100,000 welcome stewed letters, relayed, waned, post-chased, multiplied, I faith, and plentified, Sean himself. What a picture primitive.
Right.
It's about her mama's letters that she keeps sending back. Alongside Gregory Lyons, alongside Mr. Tarpley, and Dorsey the Reverend, Dr. MacDougall. But I poor ass and butter poor ass.
And brother, four parts, tickler's donkey.
And me thought Sean, holy
Mason,
going ain't still be
unmitting him among and along the winding ways of random ever. Sean in proper person. Now may all the blue backsliding constellations continue to shape his changeable timetable.
Stood before me, and I pledged me my agricultural world by 160-odd rods and cones and even visions that young fellow looked the stuff. Bells of bows walk a prime card, if ever was. Peep.
My thing doesn't move well. It hops around, so that's very good.
You should take Cialis. You should get Cialis. It'll help that, Bob.
Well, at least Marie's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
That's what Duke Humphrey said, too.
Well, there's lots of people here, so let's bring in...
One question. Ian, what will my son then become if he gets not to the Canadian Air Force? What's for direction?
We want him to be happy.
Yes, I won't do the same. But maybe he's... Right now, no clue. He's so...
Why don't you...
Well, tell him to forget
it. He could try to be a god. He could try to be a god. That might be fun.
Yes.
Tell him to try to be a god. See, Maria? You don't think about that, do you?
I know what he means.
Mothers limit everybody. Mothers, they put you, keep it down a tiny... You start telling him, hey, Billy boy, I want you to become a god, and then you'll have fun with him.
So you fill out your application. They say, "What's your job title?" I want to be God.
Yes, I tell him, but he's so in the direction from a pilot, so no one could say anything, you know. So maybe he gets another idea. I have no idea.
Don't worry about it. You just tell him to be a God.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we're moving forward now.
They should do reconstruction.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, Maria.
Bye.
Oh, hang around. What are you saying goodbye for? Just hang around. You might get a chance to talk some more.
Okay.
But we're going to let other people talk right now. Yeah. Okay
Allison. Thanks.
You're very welcome here.
Thanks, Ian.